We do have one refutation that's kind of significant. So we're going to start there, and then we have a couple of rumors to shoot down and maybe a little bit more. But yeah, so... Hello, Nerdy Legion. We're going to be in and out real quick today. So just real quick reminder, we're still doing the social media push. Generally nerdy on the everything. On Twitter, there's an underscore between the two words, but just look for the Nerdy Ninja. That is me. There are some pieces that I did talk about on the social medias that did not make it into today's episode. So if you have an opinion on, you know, the fact that they weren't included or maybe just the news pieces themselves, let's have that conversation on the social medias. Go find me once again, Generally Nerdy, Nerdy Ninjas, the logo. You know what it looks like by now. Thank you very much to the Nerdy Legion for having me on, because I do appreciate my spot on this podcast network. I appreciate everyone here who helps me out, the dudes over at the Bat Pod, Martin, who is taking his social media break right now. But yeah, all kinds of awesome podcasts on this network, so go check them out after you've listened to today's episode. All of that being said, let's get into the actual housekeeping real quick. Housekeeping for this episode really is not all that much. Honestly, it's just shoutouts. So the shoutouts for this episode, no new subscribers or followers or anything to speak of. So we're just going to pay tribute to the roots, as it were. At Geekvine over on Twitter is Martin, who is the head of the Nerdy Legion podcast network. So shoutouts to Martin. If you want to follow him on the Twitters, then you can do that again at Geekvine is his name. Super Dave over at Blackline Entertainment, Super Dave Reigns of the Big Show, Big Show Entertainment Network, whichever version of that company that you are want to talk about, Super Dave is the guy that is in charge of it. So we're shouting him out as well on Facebook at Super Dave Reigns, Super Dave Reigns in the Big Show, or Faded 42 on Instagram. I think also all of those things as well. So yeah. Check them out. And then a little real quick shout out to the, it used to be Punishert. I don't remember. I apologize, guys. I don't remember the actual name of the t-shirt company now, because it has changed since they made me this shirt. And actually a couple of the subscribers on the YouTube channel got free shirts, which more of those will hopefully be coming down the road, but not this design. This design you can only get from the website now. The link to the website is on generallynerdy.net. It is the pun version of the name, so General Lee, as in the car. So go check out those guys. Again, I'm pretty sure it's even listed still on generallynerdy.net as Punishert. No, actually, I think I updated it on the website. So go check it out. You can see the General Lee as part of the link picture. And yeah, just awesome, awesome, hilariously nerdy pun shirts available from those guys. Much appreciated, gentlemen. And yeah, let's get into the news. TV streaming is... We're following up on some pretty interesting stuff for this section, for this episode. So we're just going to start there. With the follow-up section, we have at first an update on Mandalorian Season 3. This remains to be 100% confirmed, but I am putting it in the actual news because it's not necessarily a rumor. We have reporters who have reportedly been to the set where they are actively filming this, reporting that yes, it is actively in production. It's kind of been an unconfirmed rumor for a little while that they're in production, and now we have some sort of confirmation. It still hasn't been 100% confirmed by Disney, but I don't know why they have to confirm when they're in production on things, but whatever. So Mandalorian should be, assuming the 70 other sources that that are saying, yeah, this is a thing, should be in active production at the moment. So we are very likely going to be seeing this in 2022 because it's supposed to pick up pretty quickly after Book of Boba Fett. So presumably Book of Boba Fett will end also in 22, and then the next season of Mandalorian will pick up right behind it. Judging by the way they're filming things, that is the way it's going. So as we get more concrete details, I will be keeping tabs and updating you, but that is all we have for Mandalorian. Our next piece comes from technically not exactly a follow-up in the most traditional sense of the word, because this is a, well, I don't know, I did talk about the existence of the Continental. The Continental, just to bring you up to date, is the prequel series for the John Wick movie franchise. It is going to be a series, though, not a movie series. It's going to be streamed probably on HBO Max. I'm pretty sure who owns the rights for John Wick is WB, so I could be wrong because I didn't put that in the notes, but whatever. If I am, I'll correct myself in the next episode. But yeah, so this is going to be the prequel series. It's going to take place approximately, I believe it was 40 years before the events of John Wick, and they just got their director. Albert Hughes has been brought on to direct the season, and that is what we have. Our other follow-up is Letterkenny. So we do know that Letterkenny, the next two seasons, are actively in production. They are going to be filming both season 9 and season 10 at the same time. That's not exactly news, but the news here and the follow-up, I guess, is the Letterkenny live tour just was announced yesterday as I'm filming this, so 2 days ago as you are watching this. Wow, or listening to this, I guess, but wow, I didn't think this was going to happen. So they did move some venues. This is a rescheduling of the tour that they were supposed to go on that got shut down by the Coovy. I'm super excited about this because in my home state, they have definitely added, or they moved the venue to a much larger venue. So hopefully there are some tickets available for this, but I have not officially checked because, like I said, it just got announced yesterday and I haven't had the time because I've been gearing up for the episode. So that is, the dates for the tour. Starting February 1st in Ontario, Canada, and it runs through April 2nd in Las Vegas. So yeah, awesome. Link down in the show notes if you want to get tickets, assuming tickets are still available, because last time they sold out pretty dang quick. So we're moving on to the actual news, and there's no trailers for this episode, but we do have one piece of news in this section, and that is CNN has announced that they are going to be launching a streaming platform called, you guessed it, CNN Plus. Super original, guys. They haven't released a whole lot of specifics as far as the kinds of shows necessarily or who's going to be hosting the shows on their streaming platform. But honestly, in all of the literature that they've released that doesn't really say anything aside from the fact that this is happening, it really sounds like they are trying to just not be left in the dust by everybody else that's already doing streaming. And I really feel like this might be too little too late. There is something that is working to their favor, though, in that at first they're going to be part of a bundle because they are owned by the parent company of Warner Brothers, the Warner Brothers Discovery merger. They are going to be part of that, is what some of the literature has said. Again, it's a little bit of a gray area, but they have implied that they will be part of some sort of bundle, be it Discovery Plus, HBO Max, something will have access to this. And then down the road, it sounds like they're going to roll even further out, and you'll be able to subscribe to just CNN Plus, which I think is going to be a massive bullet in their foot. They're going to be shooting themselves in the foot, knees, and hip at this point, because that's who's at this point in our political discourse and our news cycles, and who's gonna pay for just CNN? I feel like if you're that person, we need to have a conversation. But that is all we have for TV streaming. Movie section, similar to the TV streaming in that there's just a couple follow-ups. There's actually no news or no new trailers here to talk about. So we're going to start off with Blade. The new Blade movie starring Mahershala Ali has announced that they finally found their director. The director there is Bassam Tariq. Now, this is an interesting announcement in that it's an announcement that they're in talks with Bassam, not actually signed any paperwork, though it does seem to be going very well. So honestly, beyond this, we probably won't do an update on the director situation unless it falls through or we get into the project and he leaves or something along those lines happens, because it really sounds like Bassam is going to be the guy that they go with. I don't know that that's necessarily a good or bad thing. He's pretty new to the nerdy realm of things. He's actually a pretty new director, just as a general statement. So we will be keeping an eye on it. Next, we're talking about Batgirl. We have some announcements that they are actively looking for the lead character for this movie. Now, they are specifically looking at four actresses: Isabella Merced, Zoe Deutsch, Leslie Grace, and Haley Lou Richardson, all said to be in the running for the lead. Although some news media outlets are saying, though, it does sound like Richardson is no longer in the running, be it because she has personally removed herself from the running or because they have just decided to narrow it down to the three and not the four of them, kind of is a little bit of a gray area. There are so many legitimate, like, big-time news media outlets reporting on this that I couldn't put this in rumor, though it kind of feels like this is a little rumory, but there's been some like official announcements along these lines, so I don't know. We will keep tabs on this as well. Our one final piece of movie news is actually a little bit of an update, or it's not news, it's a follow-up on the Black Widow situation. So in one of the previous videos, I don't remember if it was the last video or the video before, but I made the statement that it's not all that anyone is making it out to be. It's a pretty midland release. Well, from one week to the next, that can change fairly dramatically. Also, new information has been brought to light as far as that $60 million from streaming. So I said previously, we'll start with that and then we'll move into the dramatic change from one week to the next. So previously I said that it was unclear if that $60 million was just domestic or if that was their worldwide. That was their worldwide. So worldwide, subscriber-wise, only 2 million subscribers paid to watch this movie. 2 million people saw this movie through the Disney Plus subscription app. That's a pretty small number for any Disney movie, especially a small number for the MCU. So that kind of changes the perspective a little bit. 2 million people domestically is a bit more of a significant number. 2 million people worldwide is pretty freaking small. So also, it should be noted that of that $60 million, apparently they are keeping almost the entirety of it, much like I said last time, though I do know that a little bit more specific on the numbers. It's like $59.3 million of that $60 million is pretty much just straight profit. So it does sound like this is going to be something that Disney continues to do, but that also kind of puts a little bit more perspective on the larger picture. So let's get to the larger picture. We have now a better idea of what is happening with this. So you're going to see a bunch of news media outlets talk about how the movie studios, or the movie house studios, I guess, where you go see the actual movie, all their owners are up in arms because, oh, it's all because Disney Plus. Everybody just watched it on Disney Plus. Well, now that we know those hard numbers, we know that's not true. We also know that it went from, I believe, opening night, so the first Friday that it was open, there was something like I can't remember those numbers. I know that from one Friday to the next, so after it had only been open for a week, we had an 80% drop in ticket sales. We are down to $8 million on the second Friday that it was open versus, I'm pretty sure it was something like 23, maybe it was 30. My numbers are not in the notes like they should be, but because remember, I take amazing notes. We know that this movie is not doing well. It's just a matter of why is this movie not doing so well. Again, last I checked, they crossed over 200 million worldwide. So it's not like they're losing a whole lot of money, but it does sound like they are going to be losing some money because of the budget to make this and then the budget for advertising and such. It's definitely more than $200 million. They were expecting to make almost that much domestically in the opening weekend, or half that much at least. So I don't know, just a very strange situation. Because of the large percentage that they get to keep from the digital version of this, money-wise, it does seem like this is very likely to be a route that they continue down as far as their release schedule. So simultaneous on Disney Plus as well as in theaters does seem like that is the way to go, because they made probably as much on those 2 million people as they did on the rest of the incoming money that they've made since. It just is a weird situation, though we know it's not piracy, and we don't know it's not piracy because that's kind of a hard number to tack down, but we do know it's not streaming at the very least. So I don't know. I'm going to pass this off to you guys. Go ahead and hit me up on the social medias. Find me on the Twitters. Let's have that conversation as to why you think this movie has done so, it started off pretty midland and went pretty dramatically down the crapper. I'm very interested in why that might be. I have some of my own theories, which I will save for those social media conversations, but find me on Twitter at generally_nerdy. You can also, on the Facebook is another place to get a hold of me, generally nerdy, or Instagram, I kind of sort of check every now and then, so you could try and find me on there also at generally nerdy. Look for the Nerdy Ninja, that's me, but that is all we have for the movie section. Final section for this episode, like every episode, rumor mill, we do have one refutation that's kind of significant. So we're gonna start there, and then we have a couple of rumors to shoot down and maybe a little bit more. But yeah, so we're gonna start with the refutation. Refutation is from gaming. We've been covering rumors for months and months at this point, talking about a new Nintendo Switch that has been dubbed the Nintendo Switch Pro. With the announcement and the inevitable launch of the Nintendo Switch OLED, it has been made known from Nintendo specifically that a Nintendo Switch Pro is not a thing. They are not planning on releasing any new kinds of hardware in the near future. Now, that is the one caveat that should such a thing come out sometime, you know, a couple years down the road, they weren't exactly lying. But at this point in the life cycle of the Nintendo Switch, if they were to update that hardware, it would almost constitute a new console. So I am want to believe that Nintendo Switch is getting towards the end. The OLED will stretch that out probably another 2 years, but I don't think beyond that. I think somewhere in that neighborhood, we are looking at the launch of a new Nintendo system. We just got into a new generation on the other side of the more quote-unquote hardcore gamer side of gaming, with the Xbox Series X and S, as well as the PlayStation 5. So it stands to reason that we're getting close to that point with Nintendo as well. They do march to the beat of their own drummer. They do things the way they want to do them. So I could be wrong. I'm 100% admitting that, but I would be very surprised if we got more hardware beyond the OLED that wasn't a proper brand new updated system. So you heard it here first, folks. But yeah, so that's the one refutation we have. Now let's talk about the actual rumors, and we're starting things off in a major way with Obi-Wan. We have two rumors for the new Obi-Wan series, the first of which is the big ground-shaking garbage pile that is the rumor mill that we know it, know and love today. So, we're just going to say it. Princess Leia is apparently going to be a major reason for the story to start in the new Obi-Wan series. Now, there's a lot to unpack with this. To use the specific language, she will be the quote-unquote impetus for the story. We have an established canon. This established canon at this point in the story, where this series is going to be taking place, already tells us exactly what old Ben Kenobi is doing, and that is staying on Tatooine and watching baby Luke. That is all he's doing. Like, there is definitely room to tell some interesting stories with that as your ground level, but it seems like that's not the case. If this rumor is to be believed, then we're going to see a lot of baby Leia. Even though that's not really a thing, I don't know, it just, this smells in so many different ways. And then to go on, there's other outlets that are saying, not only is that true, but they have actually already cast the young Leia. Not necessarily baby Leia, it looks like it's going to be a, you know, I think the actress that they're saying they've cast is somewhere around like 5 or 6, so young child Leia, and also young child Luke obviously has to be a part of this, because that's what Obi-Wan is supposed to be doing, is watching after Luke. So I don't know, just if this is true, I have no more hope for the Star Wars franchise outside the Mandalorian, and maybe even that's going to be an issue, because we'll see. Anyway, so likelihood, we'll get into the other Obi-Wan rumor, but likelihood for this first rumor, knowing the way Disney is conducting business these days, like, that kind of inflates this a little bit more than I think it should be. I'm putting this rumor, in even my idealized version of this series, will we get some sort of word of baby Leia or young Leia? Will we get some sort of glimpse of young Leia? Yeah, probably. I even would go so far as to say that the actress that all of the rumor places are saying they have cast for the role, potentially likely. It's the little girl from, I think she was in The Haunting of Bly Manor, but maybe, or may, no, maybe it was, no, she was the young Nell in Haunting on Hill House. That's what, or Haunting of Hill House. That's the actress. Anyway, so I would go so far as to say, yeah, that's potentially a bit more likely, but her being the impetus for the story and then playing a major part in this story, man, I want to say there's like a 5% chance of that, because as the existing canon goes, that's not a thing, but we're actually going to give this a 25%, because again, we know how Disney is functioning these days, so it really won't surprise me to find out that that is the situation. So, I hate me for, you know, I know, I'm the messenger, so I guess don't hate me, but whatever. Our other rumor for Obi-Wan is that we're going to be seeing the return of C-3PO and R2-D2 to some fashion in this series. That kind of makes sense. It won't be, obviously, Anthony Daniels. I feel like I've remembered the incorrect name for C-3PO. Definitely won't be the original actor for R2, as he has passed on, but 3PO Anthony Daniels has said he's no longer going to get in the shiny golden underwear, so If we get 3PO, obviously R2 regardless is going to be a new actor, but if we get 3PO, it's going to be somebody else playing it, and that seems like a questionable choice as well, though slightly more likely. So we'll put the 3PO and R2 rumor, probably, we'll say 40%. I can't go 50 just because it's really shaky ground as far as, you know, source for the rumor and such, but... yeah, 40% seems like a pretty solid likelihood for 3PO and R2. So we're going to move next on to Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman 3 is already in the rumor mill, because why not? Wonder Woman 3 rumor is that Cheetah is going to be returning as the secondary villain once again in Wonder Woman 3, because Kristen Wiig didn't get her fair shake in Wonder Woman 1984. I would argue that none of us got a fair shake from Wonder Woman 1984, but that's a whole other video. While I do think this is likely... This is a very interesting situation, because that is a good point. You know, Kristen Wiig was kind of given the short end of the stick, and also CGI battles always go over poorly at the end of movies, and that's what we got with Cheetah. So I do think that this is likely. However, I do not think that this is some sort of insider information. I think that this is kind of an inevitability, but I also have reason to believe that there is no existing script yet for Wonder Woman 3. So this is somebody going, hey, that's pretty likely. I'm gonna say that I know things. And so the rumor that this is going to be a thing, the rumor that's saying that, oh, this studio insider is telling me that Cheetah is going to be, no. I'm gonna put that at 5%. Now, that is a separate thought from the idea that Cheetah will be somehow part of Wonder Woman 3. That seems likely. But, again, we are so early in the development of such a thing that I don't even think development is actually happening for such a thing at this point. I think Warner Brothers and the DC Extended Universe has way too much on their plate right now for them to be wasting any kind of brain power on Wonder Woman 3. So, yeah, oof. Just crazy rumors all over the place. But our final rumor... is actually a new version of a rumor we've covered months ago, and that is that Xbox is actively developing a new handheld system. What with the Steam Deck that was announced for our previous episode, as well as, you know, the popularity ever-growing even for the Nintendo Switch, and, you know, Sony getting out of the handheld market, this seems pretty plausible, comes from a pretty reputable source as well. But there's always a but. The last time we reported on this, it was actually cloud gaming being developed. So they have since launched the xCloud. It is a thing that exists now. And now we're getting even more rumors, and actually I even saw some hardware mock-ups for the new Xbox handheld system that really just look like a Switch ripoff, but I don't know, that kind of elevates this a little bit in my head, because xCloud has already been launched, and some of those early rumors based on that dealt with this, rather, said that xCloud and handheld were going to be two separate ideas. And there was also, I can't remember the code name for it, but there was that other code name project that was alongside the code name that became xCloud. There were two separate code names that were being dealt with as far as, well, we have the series, the hardcore console version, then we have these two different code names aside from that. One of those became xCloud, and we haven't really heard much from the other one. Again, my memory fails me, and it's not in the notes, so I can't, I don't remember what that code name was. Phoenix? I don't remember. But yeah, so it kind of all factors in, I feel like. And insert meme picture of Charlie Day from It's Always Sunny with the yarn and the boards and the things, but like... This is totally plausible to me. So I'm going to put this at like 65% likelihood that Xbox, Microsoft specifically, is working on a portable Xbox gaming console that will be a separate entity from both xCloud and the Series consoles. So yeah, 65%. It's looking like a pretty plausible idea. But that's the end of the rumor mill, guys. And that does it for this episode of Headlines Nerds. For a more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, jump over to nerdylegion.com and find any and all of the podcasts over there that we offer on the subject, and subscribe to them because they're amazing. And those guys put in a lot of work, just like I put in a lot of work. So, I mean, yeah, we're a bunch of hardworking nerds, I tell you what. Thank you very much, nerds. If you want to get a little bit deeper into the news, like I said, follow me on the social medias because there is news that gets posted up there that does not make it into any of the episodes, but there is a longer version of this over on my YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Thank you for listening, nerds, and we'll see you next time.